Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my Word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Jim Newsom, and this is Truth in God's Word Radio. It's January 28, 2016, 8 a.m. on the East Coast. I'm coming to you from Central West Virginia. I want to continue on today what we started yesterday and what the Lord is saying unto His people in these last days. And we are in the last days, and we need, the Bible says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches." So we want to give a little review. The scripture that... they want to start out with today is Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with all of your heart." It's God's intentions to give us peace and not evil. 3 John 1:2 said, "Beloved, I wished above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." Read a little bit what we talked about yesterday down to the starting point today, talk about being prepared. But really, Lord is saying, "How long will my people ignore my call? For I spoke in my word that my sheep know my voice. Yet I call, they hear, but they choose to put me off. I would that they draw nigh to me, but they push me off for things of this world. They're so caught up and weighed down by the cares of this temporal life, giving me no time. Did not speak of my spirit when I always strive with man, for that which I do for your good. All things work to good for those that love the Lord and called according to his purpose." That's Romans 8:28. Today we started with, he says, "I need to prepare you for what is coming. I need to prepare you for what is coming." The Bible declares that this world will wax worse and worse, that men will wax worse and worse. They will deceive and they will be deceived. It's not going to get any better until the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, comes back, takes his people home, comes back for the 1,000-year reign, and then sets up his eternal kingdom on this earth. John the Revelator said, "I saw a new heaven and a new earth coming down." This is our hope today, that the situation that we are in is simply temporary. But we have to hear what the Spirit is saying. He said in Isaiah 57:14, "And shall say, cast ye up, prepare the way, take up the stumbling block out of the way of my people." Isaiah 62:10 says, go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people, cast up the highway, gather out the stones, lift up a standard for my people." John the Baptist said, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make your path straight. Prepare ye way in the wilderness for one that is coming, whose shoe latch, if I am not worthy to unlatch." He said, "I baptize you in water, but he in time will baptize you in the Holy Ghost and with fire." So the Spirit of the Lord is telling us to be prepared. And the way we get prepared is gleaning from the Word of God, reading the Word of God, putting our faith and trust in Jesus Christ and in his finished work only. Getting in our prayer closets again. He says to strengthen you. He said, "But you will not come into my presence." The Bible declares that that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. This is the only place we find our peace. The Bible says, he says, "I give you peace, not as the world gives peace, but," he says, "I give you peace that comes from heaven through his Son, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." He's talking about when we go into the house of God, he speaks about many things going on. He said in Revelation 3:16, one of the thing he spoke to the last church at Laodicea, he said, "So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth." He said, "You've made token visits to my house." He said, "But this will not suffice." In other words, just church membership, just showing up on a Sunday morning or a Sunday night, making a token visit. The Word of God says that many will profess him with their lips, but their hearts be far from them. The Word of God declares that man looks on the outside, but God looks on the inside. He knows what's going on in the inside of us. He says, I know and certainly decree that there's a form and a fashion that denies my power. He says, I discern this, that there's a form and a fashion. A form and a fashion spoken about in 2 Timothy 3:5, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. He tells us from such things we need to turn away, that it's time to get ourselves totally right with God. If we are playing games, then it's time to quit playing games, because the times demand that we have a closer relationship with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We must know him in the days to come. We cannot merely profess him. We must know him with all of our heart, with all of our mind, and with all of our spirit. He says, I look on the inner workings of my people. He says, I see their lip service. That's what he said. I see their lip service, that their hearts are far from me. And the Word of God says in 1 Samuel 16:7, but the Lord said unto Samuel, I look not on his countenance or the height of his stature, because I refuse him, for the Lord seeth not as a man seeth. For a man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh at the heart. He says, I see your lip service. Wherefore the Lord said in Isaiah 29:13, wherefore the Lord saith, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips to honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precepts of men. Let's read that again. The fear towards him, the knowledge of God, which is the beginning of knowledge, is the fear of the Lord, is taught by the precepts of man. In other words, man with a light word about the Lord, a nonchalant, lukewarm word about the Lord. He says in his word, he says, I must be lifted up that all men might be drawn to me. I must be the one who sits on the throne of your heart, who rules your daily life. John 12:32 says, and if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. This is our duty as Christians, to reflect the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to testify of his goodness and his mercy, to tell others where he has brought us from, to tell others how he has kept us all of our lives, to be braggadocious, so to speak, about the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Give him place within our lives. Let the testimony of his goodness and his mercy be on our lips. Be a living, walking, talking testimony. The Word of God declares that they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives to the death. He says, who's really Lord in your life? How long will you be halted between two opinions? For a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. 1 Kings 18:21. Remember, I told you yesterday, back all this up with the Word of God. 1 Kings 18:21 says, and Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, then follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Joshua said, choose you this day whom you will serve. James 1:8 says, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. In all of his ways, he said, a double-minded man is unstable. He said, did I not speak in my word that I would have gathered you as a hen gathers its chicks? Jesus speaking to the holy city of Jerusalem and told them, you've missed your time of visitation. And I believe the Lord now is trying to knock at our heart's door to make him totally Lord in our lives. Totally, where he says, leave all. Lovest thou me more than these? Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, and with all thy spirit. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. You know, it's going to take, and this term is is so tossed around today, but I believe it's going to take a fanatical lifestyle for the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's a short for fan. I mean, we see people that are fans of football and basketball and fans of rock stars and even fans of Southern Gospel, whatever it might be, but we need to be fanatical about the things of the Lord. And the Word of God says in Luke 19:44, he says, and he said, and shall lay thee even with the ground, and thy children within thee. They shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou hast knewest not the time of thy visitation. In other words, the time when we are in the age of mercy and grace. Today, as I'm speaking to you, there is mercy and there is grace. Now there's grace. But I heard a man say that God is not running out of mercy, but he's running out of time. He must fulfill that which he said he would do. I believe he goes on to say, he said, I would have gathered you to myself. He said, I told you to come unto me if you are weary and heavy laden. He says, and I will give you rest. Word of God declares in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He says, and I will give you rest. A rest that the world can't give. That heaviness that's on our minds, that pressure and that the word stress. When I was a child, I never heard so much about stress. The coming of age and growing older in the world we live in, because the Bible says it's going to wax worse. People are under lots of stress. We call stress-related illnesses because of the pressure. The Bible declares that men's hearts will fail them for the things they see coming on the face of this earth. He says, I told you to cast all your cares on me, for I care for you. Psalms 55:22, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. I mean, he'll keep you. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. This is a promise of God, that we are rock solid upon the rock, which is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He said, the gates of hell will not prevail against my church, not the church building, but the church. Me and you are the church, the ecclesia, the called out ones, the separated ones. We have chosen to serve the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but we must do it with all fullness. We must. Psalmist David said, "As my heart panteth after the water, as a deer panteth after the water, so does my heart pant after you." There needs to be a certain time of being desperate for the things of God, that we become so hungry for the things of God that nothing will suffice. We need to pray that upon our lives, that he become totally Lord within our lives, that everything we commit unto him, as Paul said, that he is able to keep until that day and bring to pass what he has already spoken. What I read you, he said, the thoughts I think toward you, the thoughts of peace, not of evil, and to give you an expected end. He says in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, because he cares for you. Went on to say, he said, I so love this world. Now listen, I so love this world that I gave my son, that you would not perish, but that you would have everlasting life. We know this, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He goes on to say, he said, I come to give you life, and more abundant life. John 10:10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. But I am come. I am come. I am. That's the name of the Lord. I am that I am. He says, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. He said, more abundant life is promised. He says, but you stray far from me. You elevate much above me. Anything you put before me is your God or your idol. He says, I will not share my glory with no one or anything. The Word of God says in Isaiah 42:8, I am the Lord. That is my name, my Lord, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven image. And he goes on to say, he said, for I've called my people to repent and do your first works over. As I told my church at Ephesus, you have lost your first love. Repent, or else I will come unto you, and I will remove the candlestick. Amen. That's what the Word of God says, Revelation 2:5. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do your first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and remove thy candlestick out of this place, except thou repent. That's because they lost their first love, which is the agape love, the love that comes from the Lord. He says, as I told my people of old, I will take away the stay and the staff, the whole stay of bread and the whole stay of water. This is talked about in Isaiah chapter 3, talking about the daughters of Zion who have a haughty look, who go about mincing with their heads stretched. Word of God says they had that arrogant spirit. For behold, the Lord, Isaiah 3:1, for behold, the Lord of hosts, have taken away from Jerusalem, from Judah, the stay and the staff, the whole stay of bread and the whole stay of water. The stay means that which sustains us and keeps us. He says, as in the days of Samuel, so do my servants' eyes grow dim. Now, this is not preaching the full gospel. And he says that the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the Ark of the Covenant was, almost went out. It almost went out. The light of God will never completely go out, because God will always raise up somebody to relight the lamp of God, even in a wicked world in which we are today. The Bible says that I still have a remnant. I still have 3,000 hasn't bowed their knee to Baal or kissed his old ugly lips. Isaiah 1:9 says, had not been for a remnant, we would have been as Sodom and we would have been as Gomorrah. Word of God declares in 1 Samuel 3:2-3, and it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. It was the priest's job to call out. It's the priest's job today to warn, to be the watchman, the preachers of the gospel, the teachers of the gospel, the prophets, the fivefold ministry. It's our jobs today to cry out, prepare ye the way of the Lord. He says, just as I raised up Samuel, so will I raise up those in these days to reignite my lamp. I believe there are those today that are hungry for a move of God. They're not satisfied with just a form and a fashion. They're not satisfied with just going to church and going through ritual, so to speak, singing a couple songs, having a little sermon, and going home. People mincing in and leaving the same way they can. They came. We need an influx of the Holy Ghost in our churches today. We need him to rule and reign over our services. Amen. He says, once again in my house, and those, he said, to reignite my lamp or my spirit, once again in my house, and those that refuse to please me rather than men. In other words, men pleasers. Said the glory will depart. God cannot cohabitate when people give him glory to men. The Bible declares that he'll not share his glory with no man. There's just no way he'll do that. He tells us about leaning on the arm of flesh in Jeremiah 18:5. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, lean not upon the arm of flesh. Woe unto them that put their trust in the arm of flesh. He says, for I have spoken, woe unto them that lean on the arm of flesh. For I want to be your incoming, and I want to be your outgoing. He says, I want to be your present help in the time of trouble. Psalms 46:1, God is our refuge and our strength and a very present help in the time of trouble. He says, draw near. while there is still time. Luke 21:28 says, and when these things begin to come to pass, then look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. He says, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened to you, draw nigh and I will draw nigh to you. Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened. Word of God says, draw nigh unto me and I will draw nigh unto you. He said, submit yourself to God and resist the devil and he shall flee from you. This is the word of God. This is the word of God. So we cannot put our faith on the things that men do. We can't suffice on men built ministries. It has to be God that builds these ministries. Word of God says that one plants and one waters, but God brings the increase. Amen. So this is what I believe the Lord is speaking, one of many things he's speaking in these last days, that we need to search out our own salvation with trembling and with fear, that we need to ask him with a broken and a contrite spirit, Lord, do whatever it takes in my life to get out of me what doesn't please you, to make me totally committed unto you. Renew within me a right spirit. Give me a heart that is after you. And I believe if we ask these things, that he will do it. That he will do it. Psalms 146:3, lean not upon thy own understanding. Lean not upon the arm of flesh. I can't emphasize that enough. That we cannot put faith in anybody but the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he, the Bible says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered and shall be set free. This is the word of God. He says, put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. This is what the Word of God says. Where there is no help in man, we need to trust him. Lean totally, totally upon him and leave the arm of flesh. This is what God expects us to do because we cannot be satisfied. The Word of God says, I think I gave you the wrong scripture. I gave you Jeremiah 18:5 concerning the arm of flesh, but it's actually Jeremiah 17:5. I'm sorry. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusts in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. So we've got a choice. He's going to see us through. He's going to help us. I know that we struggle. You know, we all, we'll come into our churches and we'll put on our religious face, but nobody knows the private wars that people fight in their lives, the controversy, the battles that goes on in their mind and their spirits. Nobody knows the people that wake up in the middle of the night sweating with fear, trembling with fear, that the Word of God says he gives us not the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We have to lean upon the Word of God, but we must draw nigh to God. We must seek him and say, Lord, is there anything in my life that doesn't please you? Get it out. You know, so many today, you know, they seek reputation. They seek position. The church is not a place to play politics. The church is the place to obey God. The church is the place, the tabernacle of God, where people can come in and they can get saved and they can get delivered and they can get set free and the truth will come forth. And the Bible says, and the truth shall set men free. So this finishes up what I believe, as I wrote down the other day, what the Lord is saying. Remember what I said, the scripture says that he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. We are the church. What's the Spirit speaking to us today? The Bible says, whom God loves, God chastises. And he's took us all to the woodshed. The Holy Ghost will lead us and guide us. The paraclete of the Lord will come alongside our helper. And he'll not condemn us, but he certainly will convict us of our sins. If you don't know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today, invite him into your heart. Believe that God raised him from the dead. Believe he sits at the right hand of the Father. Ask him into your heart. Repent. Say, Lord, I'm sorry for my sins. The Bible says turn. And the Word of God says he will save you. He will come in and abide with you. But you've got to give him your heart. You've got to give him it all, just as you are. All your messes, all your situations, all your circumstances, come unto me, ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. If you need healing in your body, the Word of God still declares that by the stripes of Jesus Christ that you are healed today. If you're fighting in your mind today, then the Word of God says that he was chastised for our peace of mind. He said, peace I give unto you, not as the world gives, but as my spirit and power gives. And he says, I'll give you a peace that passeth all understanding. He might not take away the storm. Oh, my. But he will give you peace and hope in that storm. Remember what I said. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil. To give you an expected end. An expected end. His way. His end. Then shall you call upon me. You shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek and find me when you search, shall search for me with all of your heart. This is what God wrote in the book of Jeremiah, talking about the captivities and those that were captive in Babylon, that went through a hard time. He said, I want to restore you. I want to make you new. I want to give you an expected end. If you'll call on me, if you'll search with me with all of your heart, with all of your mind, and with all of your spirit. Let's pray that we get like the psalmist David, that as a deer pants after the water, so does my soul pant after you. Lord, I got to have you. Like the woman with the issue of blood, I must touch the hem of his garment. God bless each and every one of you. Till tomorrow.
This has been Truth in God's Word Radio with Pastor Jim Newsom. Our email address is truthinthword777@gmail.com. The Word of God declares, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Jesus is coming very soon. Until next time, may God bless each and every one of you. And the meek shall inherit.